giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news. This is James Powell, your host. Once again, we welcome you to this episode of Real Time News. Today, at the time of this recording, it is Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. That's Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. We are getting ready to start our episode, as we always do, with Verse of the Day. First of all, though, we would like you to share, subscribe, and if you're on the Anchor FM podcast, please go below to the link, leave us a message. That message is about how God is helping you, and go ahead and put in where you're from. We would like to start playing messages on our podcast and video cast. And we just trust that God is really helping you through your time in your life at this moment. So, the verse of the day is 1 John 4:16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. The thoughts on today's verse, we can be sure that God loves us. He wants us to live in and be blessed by his love. That love is more than just the grace that reaches us when we are saved. God's love extends through us. His love is redemptive in our loving behaviors to others. His presence is seen in our loving attitudes and in our deeds. God wants his love, and this is important, God wants his love to be shared by us to others. In this way, his love blesses us when we receive it, and also when we share it. Have you experienced God's love in your life? And let's do the prayer of the day. Father in heaven, I rely on your love. I cannot imagine my life without it. I would be completely lost. However, I know you love me, Father. I am confident about my future, full of joy in this moment, and standing on tiptoe until your love is fully realized in your presence at Jesus' coming. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. And once again, I want to ask you, do you know Jesus today? I don't do that a lot on my podcast, but I do want to take a moment that if you don't know Jesus, find him. Ask him to come into your heart. Okay, we are going to jump into the politics of today, and then we will be taking a break after I go through the political issues and then come back to a couple tech articles. But I do want to thank you for joining us, and for joining us, we would like you to share, connect all the social media outlets that are below, and make sure you subscribe, whether it's on our Anchor FM podcast or on whatever video platform you are watching this on. But we do appreciate you joining us today. First article today is Schumer, McConnell reach agreement on Trump impeachment trial. So this trial actually is supposedly started And it's a, I'm not going to say too much. It's there's some craziness. The top senators, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, announced Monday they reached an agreement on a framework for Trump's impeachment trial. I'm reading from the article, which I agree with it. The sham trial will begin Tuesday, February 9th. That is today at the time of this recording. Senator Chuck Schumer said Monday that he and Mitch McConnell and former President Donald Trump's counsel have reached an agreement on the structure for the upcoming impeachment trial. The structure will include 4 hours divided evenly between the impeachment managers and the Trump's counsel to present arguments on Tuesday regarding the constitutionality of the trial, followed by a vote. If the trial proceeds, there will be up to 16 hours for the impeachment managers in the House to lay out their case starting on Wednesday and 16 hours for Trump's defense. There will then be an equal time provided for senators' question, closing arguments, and Senate deliberations. It will be up to the managers to request witnesses. For the information of the Senate, the Republican leader and I will, in consultation with both the House managers and former President Trump's lawyers, have agreed to a bipartisan resolution to govern the structure and timing of the impending trial, said Senate Majority Chuck Schumer. Well, I mean, you know, to be honest, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are on the same side, even though they have different letters in front of their names of supposed representing the different political parties. All parties have agreed to the structure and will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president, Schumer said. So my question is, what are they so afraid of? You know, this has never been done. An impeachment of a supposed former president. So the liberals better be careful the precedent this sets. Then, when Republicans get in the majority, they'll be able to go impeach Obama, impeach Clinton, go through all those that they don't like, and impeach. I mean, this is just logical thinking, isn't it? Think about that. So, just something to think about. Okay, here Schumer is talking. I'm not going to play the video, but Mitch McConnell confirmed on the Senate floor that he reached a deal with Schumer. I'm pleased that the leader Schumer and I, were able to reach an agreement on a fair process and estimated timeline for the upcoming Senate trial. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I do believe this is where it's going to be revealed. A lot of things that will probably shock a lot of people. Okay, our next article. Ex-NFL football great with the Kansas City Chiefs says Super Bowl halftime show was satanic. Larry Johnson sent out some tweets on Super Bowl Sunday noting that the halftime show looked satanic. Larry Johnson, he was a running back for Kansas City Chiefs in the NFL. Yeah, he was a great one. Like many Americans, he watched the Super Bowl halftime show, and he had a unique take on the event, which he shared on Twitter. Johnson claimed that the weekend performed a satanic ritual in front of thousands of people inside Raymond James Stadium and the millions watching at home. He next thought of some participants in the show were wearing jock straps or something. Then he shares that he believes the opening scene looks like supposed to be heaven and meeting his demons on earth. That, you know, he asked, what is going on? I'm not going to play it. I've heard that from a few sources. That's what it looked like. I'm not going to play it. But I want to ask you, it's sad. This is where America is coming from. America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And
So think about that, of your, the young kids watching this, and there's some strange stuff going on. I'm telling you, we need to pray. I want to ask you, pray for our nation. All right, the next article, Biden's $15 minimum wage would result in a loss of 1.4 million jobs. President Joe Biden has already cost America plenty of jobs with his radical climate policies. Now his proposal to raise the minimum wage is set to add even more job losses. According to the Washington Examiner, a Congressional Budget Office report found that increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour would cause a net loss of 1.4 million jobs in 4 years. Higher wages would increase the cost of employers of producing goods and services. Employers would pass some of those increased costs onto consumers in the form of higher prices, and those higher prices in turn would lead consumers to purchase fewer goods and services. Employers would consequently produce fewer goods and services, and as a result, they would tend to reduce their employment of workers at all wage levels. One of the reasons Democrats have been pushing for a higher minimum wage is because they argue that the current federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour is not enough to live off of. Now let me talk to you just a few moments about minimum wage. Number one, when you do across the board, you think of fast food joints and just a grocery clerk. You know, these are jobs, these are starter jobs or beginner jobs for high school kids to kind of get introduced to having to be responsible and making a little money and showing up on time. Yes, they're supposed to show up on time in school, but, you know, and through the summer, working jobs and kind of starting to act like an adult. And so they're beginner jobs. And the thing about this, higher paid jobs are for after you get out of college and you have experience, you have training. I mean, it's incredibly stupid. That's the only word I can think to know of. So, you know, it's going to kill our country. So I'm hoping that as citizens we can band together and realize that let's stand up for our country, train our kids, kind of show them humility. You don't get everything you want. You know, it's the idea of kids are wanting what their parents have worked years for. You know, a new couple gets married and they want to start out like their parents are now. Well, you know what? It takes a while. I remember when my wife and I got married, it took a while. And it's just the way it is. That's how it's supposed to be. Learn through your mistakes. You don't start out how people are now. All right. Biden administration strongly pushing to require COVID tests before domestic flights. I know that I've been waiting for this, and I believe this is really going to have a backlash. It looks like they're just all about control. That's what this is all about. I'm really looking forward to some truth coming out. And I know that many, I won't be flying. Forget it. It's, you know, there, the aviation industry is struggling anyway. So I'm challenging you to say no. Say no. I'll drive. Forget it. And if we would quit going with their little control and say we're done. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Oh my goodness. He hadn't done anything in the transportation industry, but they put him in. Made some chilling statements this week about what the Biden administration has planned for Americans. During a sit-down interview with Axios, right there's a problem. That's a liberal. Any conservative that's following Axios needs to wake up. Buttigieg said the administration is in active conversations with the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, also requiring American citizens to have a negative coronavirus test before they're allowed to fly to another state. Now wait, started out 15 days. And then they went to 30 days. Then they went to 90 days. They went to social distancing and wearing a mask. And you see where this has progressed. Now they want you to have a test. You know, where does it end? I'm asking you, where does it end? It is time we stand up and say, I'm done. Forget it. Well, there's an active conversation, the article says, with the CDC right now. What I can tell you is this going to be guided by data, by science, by medicine, by the input of people who are actually going to have to carry this out. Okay, let's talk of science. Look at science. Science is showing you something different. I'm telling you. All right. Biden rewards professor who made fun of Barron Trump with top position in his administration. Really? President Joe Biden is making it clear that he will fill positions in his administration with radical left Democrats, no matter what their past is. So, how is it different now? All of a sudden, that's okay. But with any conservative, look at their past. Look what they're doing. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. It's crazy. All right, I'm trying to hurry along here. All right, Parler CEO. A few days ago, this is from the Palmieri report. A few days ago, we reported that Parler CEO John Matz was fired. At the time of the announcement, they didn't know really what to make of it and wondering what was really going on. Then shortly after the news broke, Dan Bongino released a video giving more insight. So now after he released the video, say we now know what is going on. Former Parler CEO John Matz is now admitting he was fired because he wanted to ban, get this, he wanted to ban white supremacists, domestic terrorists, and followers of QAnon, pro-Trump conspiracy movement. Now, why do they throw conspiracy movement in there? It's pro-Trump followers. That's the bottom line. So the chief executive of Parler said he was fired by the board of directors of the free speech social media platform whose app was kicked off the internet by hosting violent content after the January 6th attack, which that's already been proven wrong. But, you know, the crazy thing of it is it's totally all we are after is truth. And it seems like that anytime liberals give a little bit, and you know, conservatives can say something, they get banned, and liberals say something, and they're held to accountability for everything they say. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating. We need to be willing to stand up. Stand up for truth. This is all about truth getting out. Whatever it is, it's about truth. That's the bottom line. Truth will carry you through, no matter what you're going through. All right, we're getting ready to take a break. We ask you again to subscribe, share, connect with us. We're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back to our tech segment, and then we will end the podcast, video cast. We do thank you for joining us, and we appreciate all joining us. If you'd like to support us, please click the links below. specifically the PayPal link, paypal.me/JJMediaLLC. You can donate to us or any of the affiliate links below. That will support us also. We'll be right back, and we thank you for listening. We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/MyPatriot Supply. That's jjmediaonline.net/MyPatriot Supply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/MyPatriot Supply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/MyPatriot Supply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe, this is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's wise door lock. And again, wise, WYZE, wise door lock. jjmediaonline.net/WiseDoorLock. Wise Door Lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wise app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So go to jjmediaonline.net/WiseDoorLock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. And we are back, and we do thank you again for joining us. And we actually want to remind you to and we keep telling you, subscribe and share and connect with us on all of our social media channels. We are trying to redo our social media channels and focus on just certain ones. Seems like that there are several that are getting closed down. Of course, the Real Time News Facebook page, every time I've gone on, it's been squeezed. So we are in the midst of creating other groups on other social media outlets, and we will be dropping those in eventually and letting you know about that. But we do thank you for listening, and let's get on to our tech segment. And then after our tech segment, we will end the show. So let's look at the best Bluetooth wireless speaker for 2021. Portable speakers continue to improve with better sound and battery life. These are the best ones you can buy right now. All right. And it does have, there's best under 100, best value micro speaker, best for clipping on a backpack, best value mini box, and best party speaker. So Let's jump in here. There are so many reasons to get a Bluetooth speaker. Maybe you want an outdoor speaker for socially distanced gatherings. Maybe you need a great sound that can be moved on a whim. Or perhaps you're building surround sound with multiple speakers in your home theater. Regardless of your reason, there's almost certainly a portable speaker with powerful sounds to meet your needs. All right, here's the best for under $100. The best for under $100, Anker Soundcore Motion Plus. Anker Soundcore's Motion Plus came out in 2019 and it is under $100. The best value micro speaker, the Tri-Bit Stormbit Micro, it's for right around $50 and it's been tested bigger bass and volume and most other tiny speakers than other tiny speakers, but it lists for around $50, but often gets discounted to $40 or less. The best clipping for a backpack, JBL Clip 4. JBL Clip 4's speaker has a circular design, and it also sounds a little better with more volume, clearer sound, and more bass. All right, the best value mini boombox. Anker Soundcore Motion Boombox. This is Anker's $100 Soundcore Motion Boombox. It's the has the Extreme 2 speaker, which currently sells for around, it's kind of the poor man's version of the JBL's well-regarded Extreme 2 speaker. This sells for $200, so Anker's $100 Soundcore Motion Boom is supposed to be kind of in the ballpark. All right, the best party speaker, UE Hyperboom. UE Hyperboom. The Ultimate Ears Boom Bluetooth speakers come in many different sizes, but none of them are as big as the all-new Hyperboom, a supersized wireless speaker that tips the scales at a hefty 13 pounds. The Hyperboom makes the UE Megaboom 3 look unquestionably puny. It's not cheap, but its sound quality is better than a lot of the jumbo portable speakers on the market right now. Of course, they do not have the price. And the excellent value is the Tri-Bit X-Sound Go. The Tri-Bit X-Sound Go at $33, the Tri-Bit X-Sound Go is one of the top Bluetooth speakers for the money. Waterproof and durable, UE Wonderboom 2. The Wonderboom 2, and it looks like its list price is under or right around $100. The best sound for under $60 is the Tri-Bit Max Sound Plus. The Tri-Bit Max Sound Plus is about 30% larger than its sibling X-Sound Go and cost about $25 more. The best design, JBL Flip 5. Okay, I'm going to go ahead through here. Best sounding ultra compact speaker is a Bang and Olufsen BeoSound A1 Second Gen. All right, the cheaper alternative to the JBL Flip 5, Tri-Bit Stormbox. Top-notch micro speaker, and this is the one that, and I'm just going to be honest, I am hooked on Bose. Bose SoundLeak Micro. This is a top-notch to me in my book. That is the best one altogether. All right, there are a few others, but I went through so many, and I'm going a little bit long on this segment, and I didn't mean to. I apologize. Okay, let's just jump one more. Five monitors worth checking out in 2021. The HP Omen 1440 27-inch monitor for work and play with great design. The BenQ 27-inch FHD IPS FreeSync display, Asus ProArt 1440 RGB monitor, BenQ 1440 144Hz monitor, and the AUZAI 15.6 FHP portable USB display. And this is actually one I am really interested in, the USB See display a movable choice on the cheap. And let's see if it doesn't look like it has the price of it. But I'm very interested in this one. To make a second screen very easily, hook it up to your laptop or whatever. So after, I'm just going to be honest, after this recording, I just came across this. I'd like to look into purchasing that because I'd like a portable second screen for a laptop and even maybe my desktop that I use. So that's very, very good. All right, we do thank you for listening. And we appreciate all those that have been playing our episodes. Make sure that you subscribe, you share, connect with us on the social media outlets, the video outlet. Make sure you subscribe to us. We are going to end the podcast again, just reading the verse of the day again. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. Make sure that if you don't know God, you find him. Ask him to come into your heart today. We do thank you for listening, and we appreciate any feedback that you'd give us. If you would go to our Anchor FM, the link below, leave us a message. We want to know how God is helping you, and we'd like to start playing those messages on our Anchor FM and our video podcast and video cast. Thank you much, and we trust that God will richly bless you. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real God. Please go to our Facebook page, send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you. Have a great day, and God bless.